USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden making the short trip on Air Force One to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Friday afternoon after visiting the site where a bridge collapsed earlier Friday morning. The visit comes as the president pushes infrastructure and jobs across America and touts his $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package.
It had been rated in poor condition for the past 10 years. What you all know, if you don't, you should know, there are another 3,300 bridges here in Pennsylvania, some of which are just as old and just as decrepit condition as that bridge was.
Over 73 million Americans expected to be affected by a major winter storm on the East Coast, the storm affecting folks from North Carolina all the way up to Maine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A man with a long rap sheet is suspected in a shootout with Houston, Texas police.
The suspect, who shot and wounded three Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All three officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A simple word guessing game called Wordle is taking social media by storm. While it takes a little work to solve the puzzle, experts like Jillian Hill from the University of Texas Center for Brain Health in Dallas say Wordle is like candy for the brain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden is moving forward on what will be a historic decision for the Supreme Court. Biden says he will nominate the first black woman by the end of February and is reviewing candidates. His pick will replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who made his retirement official on Thursday. As far as if Breyer was forced out by folks on the left, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
So I think the idea that Justice Breyer is being forced out by the left, obviously there's pressure from a number of left-leaning groups, and I think even some members of Congress calling on him to, you know, step aside to give President Biden an opportunity to pick a new nominee, especially with the midterm elections coming up. And if it goes in favor with, you know, to Republicans, it could have been held up even longer. But the idea that a Supreme Court justice would be pressured by billboards and some tweets, I think it's kind of ridiculous. I think Justice Breyer served on the court now for, you know, about three decades, and he's the oldest serving justice. He obviously would retire in his own time. I don't believe that Supreme Court justice would give in to pressure from, again, tweets or billboards.
The Attorney General of Texas is filing another lawsuit against the Biden administration. Republican Ken Paxton, along with attorneys generals from seven other states, announcing the suit, which claims the Central American Minors Refugee and Parole Program is being abused. Court papers say the states believe the program is illegal because there's no federal law on the issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.